Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Is that his answer?
Oh, yeah. That works.
That works.
Oh, yeah.
People make mistakes.
At certain times, at certain quizzes. It's fine.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Sean Clain is poised to make his long-awaited return to action for Munster. We hear from the Leinster camp ahead of their URC season opener away to Edinburgh. And Connacht has a new captain. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Sean Clain is set for his first Munster appearance since November. The province say the World Cup winning lock has returned to full training following knee and eye issues that prematurely ended his last season. Prop Dave Kilcoyne is closing in on a return as well. He's been out since sustaining a shoulder injury in the Stephens Day defeat to Leinster. He's increased his training load this week, but Saturday's URC opener with Connacht will likely come too soon for a comeback. Dermot Kilgallen will miss that meeting with his former side due to a leg injury. No time frame has been placed on his recovery. Liam Coombs and Jack Daly are looking to complete the return to play protocols this week, having each sustained head injuries in last week's pre-season defeat to Gloucester. Leinster have confirmed that Orji Snyman will miss the start of their URC season with a foot injury. It is hoped the Springbok lock will have recovered in time for round 3, which comes early next month. Jemison Gibson Park is in contention for Friday's trip to Edinburgh, having missed Ireland's summer tour of South Africa with a hamstring injury. It's 2021 since Leinster last landed a major trophy, and scrum coach Robin McBride told me that needs to change.
Well, quite simply, we need to win something. That's it for me, because, you know, you look at the quality that we've got here, and we've fallen short the last 3 years, so there's no getting away from it. Until you win something, you haven't got any bragging rights. And, you know, yeah, we've gone close, which has been great, and I've enjoyed the journey season after season. But you can only, that enjoyment only takes you so far, you know. The next bit is actually winning something, so... You know, let's not make any bones about it. Boys, we've got to win to be successful, so we need to win something.
Jack Conan became a father over the summer, and he's also been asked about another new arrival, a slightly bigger one, that of Snyman to Leinster.
Yeah, he's a very nice bloke. He's very chilled. Obviously, he's been in kind of rehabbing stuff the last few weeks, and when you're rehabbing, you're on a bit of a different schedule, you know, so you mightn't get as much time, you know, in the gym and stuff or on the pitch that you would have with other blokes, so... But he seems like a very comfortable soul in himself. He's very chatty. I think he's finding his feet pretty quickly in here. And he is a good man, and he's obviously a man mountain. And even today he was getting stuck into a few mauls and scrums and everything else. So I think everyone's excited to see what he can do when he gets the opportunity, when he gets fully fit. So he's obviously a player of incredible talent and stature. So it's not something we have too much of in Ireland, men of that size. So I think everyone saw what he could do with Munster and the opportunities he got, and then again with South Africa. So I think lads are excited to have him here, for him to add his value and his experience and to get to know him as well. And I think he's, you know, he's making a good effort with lads and spend the time to connect with people and just get to know people. So he's been great, and all the chats and conversations I've had with him, they've been very enjoyable. So I'm sure he's going to springboard forward now the next few months when he gets back fit playing and add his value to the team.
Cian Prendergast has been named the new Connacht's captain. The 24-year-old back row replaces Jack Carty as the province's skipper. Prendergast will be supported by vice-captains Dave Heffernan and Joe Joyce. Joey Carberry's injury nightmare has followed him to France. The former Leinster and Munster at half was substituted at half-time of his debut appearance for Bordeaux with a suspected fracture to his hand. Carberry had kicked a penalty and a conversion during his first 40 minutes of action against Lyon. Staying in France finally, and Racing winger Vinaya Habosi was released from police custody this afternoon. The Fiji international was taken into custody accused of assaulting his partner as she was holding their baby. However, his partner has opted against filing a formal charge, leading to Habosi's release. It is expected he'll undergo a course on domestic violence, and a suspension from Racing hasn't been ruled out despite the lack of formal charges. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.